This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. You should have received your ballot by now. Fill it out, and you can turn it in anytime now before Election Day on November 5th. Here's Moffat County Clerk Stacy Morgan.
Here in Moffat County, you can bring your ballot to the secure ballot drop box right by the front door at the courthouse. You can't miss it.
And here's Rock County Clerk Jenny Thomas.
So as soon as your ballot is voted and ready, you can return it to one of the county-controlled 24/7 drop boxes. They are located at 2025 Shield Drive near the Clef, or in the alley behind the historic courthouse at 522 Lincoln Ave. We also have drop-offs during their regular business hours at Oak Creek Town Hall, Hayden Town Hall, Clark Store, and Yampa Town Hall. If you have any questions, reach out to the clerk's office.
And if you don't have your ballot, check on your voter registration. Make sure it's correct at govotecolorado.gov. Livestock protection dogs can be placed with livestock producers for free. It's a program with U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's to help with wolf conflict or any livestock conflict with mountain lions, black bears, or coyotes. Lauren Emmerich is a non-lethal wildlife specialist with the program. She says the guardian dogs provide protection for livestock when the rancher can't be around.
A properly trained and bred livestock protection dog will use escalating aggression and stick with their flock or their herd. And if a threat comes in, they're able to drive it away and just kind of provide that extra set of eyes and protection when you can't be there.
Emmerich says the right breed of guardian dog is important, such as Turkish Kangals or Bulgarian Karakachans. The dogs are specially bred and raised to watch your livestock. The presence of dogs can deter predators. It's also important never to feed or approach a livestock guardian dog if you think it's been abandoned. It's just working. Save the date for this Thursday and Saturday. Stars is hosting Beyond the Fantasy Movie as part of the Steamboat Mountain Film Festival. It's at Stars Ranch. A QR code to get your ticket is on our website. A pair of Steamboat Springs High School tennis players are headed to the state championships in Pueblo today. The doubles team of Damian Dobson and Matthew McEntee took second place last weekend in regionals. They'll now compete at state this weekend. Matthew McEntee is a junior.
Well, we got second in our region, so we won't be the highest of seeds, but we're hoping to go down there and have fun and hopefully win a couple matches.
And it's homecoming week at Hayden High School. Today is Classic Color Shirt Day and Powder Puff Football tonight at 7. And for the KRAI Time Tempo Weather Hotline, call 970-824-1918. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.